Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and guess what? It's real estate time. Real estate right now. We get to talk a lot about real estate, investing, the mindset, etc. And I'm so excited, not only because I get to talk about real estate today and investing today and mindset today and what you can do to dominate your real estate investing world today, but I'm super excited because I have on the air with me a super cool, super uber duper famous NASCAR driver. Her name is Jennifer Jo Cobb. And boy, like, I cannot wait to start like pulling all the analogies between race cars and NASCAR and driving to real estate and the mindset pieces and the tweaks and the I'm just totally giddy about my interview with Jennifer Jo today. It's going to be a fun time, and I want to get in deep. You know, like, what makes winners winners? How do winners take defeat, loss, devastation? And what do we need to do to get back up and do it again? And do it again, do it again, do it again, and do it again. Because as real estate investors, and those of you listening, you could be business owners, super successful business owners, kind of on a turnaround or whatever it may be. You might just need this right now to take your mindset and take your game and take all of that to the next level. And that's what I'm here to provide you with today. That's what Jennifer Jo is here to provide you with today. And I'm just not going to talk anymore because I want to get Jen on the air. Jen, you with me?
I'm with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your time. I'm super excited to share this time with you and to kind of understand more about you, your history, your past, and all that stuff. And I generally have one question, one big question before I start the show with any guest of mine. And that is, and you can, by the way, as an aside, you can be as dramatic as you want with the response. And that is, Jennifer Jo, are you in a real estate of mind?
I am in a real estate of mind in a big way right now as well.
Awesome. I can't wait to talk about that and like your first commercial deal that you're working on too, which I think is super cool. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So I am a NASCAR driver and team owner, and I race in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series full time, and I dabble in other professional racing series. I am working a deal to run some Xfinity races, which is the next level up in NASCAR, and very excited to now have the NASCAR Wheelin' European Series under my belt with a race in Valencia, Spain. So when I was a little girl and dreamed really big, I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to race the big leagues of NASCAR. But little did I know that I'd be racing NASCAR internationally. So it's a pretty exciting time.
That is so cool. And what an honor, right? Like, you have the ability now to take your game to the next level, not only with Xfinity, but also taking that to the rest of the world to showcase your talent. And I think that's super, super cool. And congratulations for all of your success so far. That's so neat. I'm super, super
Thank
happy
you.
For you. So
thank you. And I guess I should kind of put in that introduction that I am a Think Realty NASCAR driver because Think Realty is one of my full-time season-long sponsors. And so I'm really grateful to have that partnership. And it's also allowed me such an awesome opportunity to learn more about real estate because, as we hinted before, I'm absolutely in that state of mind and looking forward to learning more.
And there's so much there to talk about too, right? By the way, the first time I was at the I was in a leadership circle at Think Realty in Dallas, and I got to see for the first time your car with the Think Realty logo on it, and oh my gosh, did it look gorgeous. That was so awesome. And it was so cool for me and kind of surreal too. I've always wanted to go see a race. I haven't yet. That's like the one part of me that I still need to go see. And I was just in awe when I saw the car. I'm like, there's no way this is happening. This is far too cool. So
I have to tell you something that you have to do. You have to Google Cobb Daytona crash. And it's going to come up with this, the worst crash in Daytona this year. And you're going to see me hit the wall and then my truck explode into flames. And I'm okay, not a big deal. but it's the coolest picture with a Think Realty logo on the hood of the race truck with flames coming out every side of it. It's really cool, like especially after you know that I'm okay.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I heard about that and then I watched it and I'm like, oh my gosh. Like my jaw dropped to the floor and so I want to talk about that too, because I'm sure that was like obviously that's life threatening. Obviously that is devastating to the potential confidence of a driver, and then kind of getting through that and the mindset that it takes to get over that hump and get back in the chair and hit the gas pedal and hit go is what I feel sometimes, what a lot of real estate investors feel and a lot of business people feel when taking on a new opportunity that they're just, you know, they're afraid of and they get anxious about. And I feel like that's happening so much across the country with new investors. But let me pause there. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to go on a rant. What's one thing, like you hit the wall. So take me there. You hit the wall. What was going through your mind when the car flipped over, it burst into flames, and you're like, okay, my training kicks in. What was the first thing that you were thinking about?
Well, there's a guy. So I've studied entrepreneurship much of my life because I realized if I wanted to be a professional race car driver, you know, it takes a certain amount of skill. It takes a desire, but it takes a whole lot of money. And that's something I never had. My family never had. Most of the guys I race against come from family money and they fund their kids' effort to race. And I had to figure out how to do it on my own. And I studied under a guy named Ed Rinsey, who was once the CEO of McDonald's. And he's a pretty cool and renowned businessman. And Ed always told this story that's pretty hilarious. As a team owner, Ed used to own a NASCAR Xfinity Series car before it was Xfinity Series. It was Busch Series back then. But he would say to people, when a driver gets in a big wreck, the driver is careening toward the wall and thinking, oh, this is going to hurt. And a team owner sees his or her car careening toward the wall and grabs their wallet in their back pocket and goes, oh, this is going to hurt. So I had the unique unfortunate perspective to feel both of those things. So,
boy,
yeah, I'm like, dang, this is going to hurt and it's going to be expensive right at the same time. But I got to tell you, it's not devastating to me. It's not as scary for me as it is for people watching. And you're mostly thinking, you know, a lot of cuss words like dang, 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 you know, why is this happening right now? And, you know, that last second before you hit the wall is the only time you realize how fast you're going, and it happens so fast. And so there's a few things that you want to do. You kind of, when you're going to hit really hard like that, you're really fighting to the end, thinking you might be able to control it or save it. When it's inevitable that there's going to be a pretty hard impact, you start to go to protect yourself. So kind of at that last minute, you want to pull your hands off the steering wheel. You don't want to get tangled up in there, and you don't want your body to feel the shock, you know, absorbed by the wheel. And you want to clear your feet from the pedals, because that's when, you know, some of the worst I've ever been hurt is just by, you know, hitting the pedals with my ankle or something like that. So,
gotcha.
You know, in that moment, you know it's going to be bad. But the funny thing is, like we talked about earlier with Think Realty being on the hood, if I would have finished 20th that race, I wouldn't have gotten as much mileage or leverage from a business perspective as if, you know, what happened, happened. So sometimes those can be good for your sponsors. But
I'm glad
I think
you're
that my
okay.
struggles in racing aren't on the track as much as it is in the business world, staying on the track or getting to the next race.
Well, I want to talk more about that, but we got to go to break. Jennifer Joe is on the air. We're going to have a lot more fun when we come back. Get in touch with me if you have any questions. ThinkRealty.com or find me online at Avi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. You cannot miss this show.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
What is your return on life? Do you struggle with investing for a safe return? Is finding a genuinely passive investment proving difficult? American Real Estate Investments specializes in passive income real estate investing through single-family rentals, private money lending, and international vacation rental properties. Visit us at areiusa.com or call 888-323-2734 to speak with an investment coordinator. American Real Estate Investments, making it easy to build wealth through real estate.
Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buying HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now. Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio. The easy choice for real estate investors.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi, and I have a treat for you today. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Jennifer Jo Cobb, a NASCAR racer. That's like so cool to say. Like, who would have thought? I love that. And just the ideas and the mindset that one can take away from understanding what happens, like, in the mind of a driver, and what happens when you crash, and what happens afterwards. And Jennifer has been so awesome in kind of opening up to that story and sharing some of those insights on the air with me today. So, Jen, thank you very much for that. But you're also a team owner, right? So after you have your wrecks, after you have the stuff that happens, as a team owner, you still have to get to that next race. You still have to put your best foot forward the next day and say, okay, this has happened. How do I move forward? So how do you move forward?
You know, it's interesting because when you first start racing, or when you first start out, I think, in any sport or business venture, you have this misconception that somebody's going to come along and hand you something. And in racing, what that means is I know so many up-and-coming drivers who think that they're going to go out and win everything, and that's going to get them noticed, and a big league team owner is going to call them up and put them in a ride. And I realized very early on that racing is a business as much as it is a sport. These tires that we're putting on every 40, 50 laps cost $2,500 a set. And so it's a really expensive endeavor. And so what team owners are looking for these days is for a driver that has a sponsor that can bring money to the table and basically pay for the expenses to go race. And so I kind of realized, you know, if I'm going to do that, I think I want to control where the money's being spent. And so I decided, you know, being the owner of my own team was probably my best opportunity to continue to race. And now we're 8 years or eight seasons full time in racing. And it's just kind of unfathomable that a kid from Kansas City, Kansas, without money would become, you know, a team owner and a professional race car driver. And so that is the scariest part for me, is to keep the business going. And I think that, you know, for those who encounter, you know, the opportunity to go into real estate investing, they have some of those same fears, like, okay, sure, we can dive in, but what's going to happen if you wreck the truck, or what's going to happen, that's, you know, right, when the roof falls in a few years? And, you know, the answer to that is, you know, you'll figure out a way. There's always a way. And when my team comes to me with a problem, I say, okay, what's the solution? And my dad always used to say to me, well, the solution is money, kid. You just need a pot of gold. You need a lot of money. And I'm like, okay, well, the solution is I need to dig deep and work a little bit harder and go find another sponsor, or go find another opportunity for, you know, there's someone out there who has a need to what you have to provide. And you just have to dig hard to find it. And it wasn't designed to be easy. And so as a team owner, when I wrecked that truck in Daytona, you know, they did an x-ray on my arm because it was bruised and it was swollen up. And in 2 days, that bruise was gone. But to this day, that wrecked race truck is still sitting there, a pile of junk that was once worth like $60,000, you know? And so that just means I have to dig a little bit deeper and, you know, figure it out. And a lot of it, I have a big amount of faith. And a lot of it is, you know, the grace of God marrying me with the opportunities, the right people at the right time. But I have to put myself out there and take the steps to be in the place for that right opportunity to come along. So sometimes it's just action, any amount of action, to put yourself in the right place at the right time for the right opportunity.
I love what you said about the right people at the right time. That is so true, right? That is so, so true. Even with anything that I feel I've done professionally or personally to take my game to the next level, whether it's now radio and then TV eventually and whatever it may be, larger real estate deals, more volume of real estate deals, the types of real estate deals, there's always been somebody that's in my life at the right time. How do you manifest that for yourself? Because like you said, you grew up in Kansas City, right? Like you grew up in Kansas City, very budget conscious family. You didn't have a whole lot of money growing up. And now you are on an international stage racing. And I think that is the coolest thing ever. But some folks would have said, you know, you may be thinking, well, you know, Jennifer Jo, she's just lucky. Whatever, right? Whatever. She's just lucky.
Yeah.
Right, exactly, right?
In fact, I have people tell me how unlucky I am sometimes because if it can go wrong, it's gone wrong for me in a race car.
So how do you manifest the right people in your life? How do you find that partner? How do you find that Ed that says, I believe in you, make this happen, here's how you can do it? How do you fight for what you believe in when your back is in a corner and you have nothing else but to propel yourself into that future that you are setting? How do you do that?
Well, I could answer this one of two ways. You know, the first way is to say faith, you know, just believing in it. And then, like I said earlier, putting one foot in front of the other, even if you don't know where you're walking to, just putting one foot in front of the other. But the other part of me wants to say, you know what, if I had that magic formula, I'd probably be doing a whole lot better than I am now. We are a multi-$1,000 race team with multi-$1,000 sponsors racing against multi-million dollar teams. And so that puts us, you know, toward the back of the pack, toward the back of the field. But and the hope and the idea and the desire is to continue to raise money and find sponsors to be at the front of the field. And the thing about it is, though, people, you know, I've had people say, why do you even show up if you know you're not going to win? You know, we all have that competitive nature in us. And there are so many things that I know our team does right. We give a lot of people the opportunity to break into the world of NASCAR that have that dream that the big teams can't afford to give that opportunity to because they can't afford someone without experience. And our team, that's all we can afford, are people without experience. And so we have to endure the mistakes, but we coach those people along, and we're patient with them. I had a guy do something really stupid, so stupid I won't even say what. And I said, that's okay. We're a learning institution. Let me teach you. I said, you didn't grow up around race cars, did you? And he said, no. I said, okay. I said, some of us did, and we take that for granted that, you know, our dad taught us this. And I said, so let me just teach you right now. So, you know, we serve a purpose. And so I think that once you serve a purpose, and for me, it's also in Driven to Honor, which is a 501c3 that I started to honor female military members. So being a woman in a male-dominated environment, I wanted to acknowledge and draw attention to other women doing something very worthy, you know, that are in a male-dominated environment. So I have a purpose. And once you have a purpose beyond yourself, once you have a purpose beyond yourself and you just have to muster the faith to know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and when you fall on your face, whether it be careening into a wall and bursting into flames or getting your bank account down to, you know, $1.38 and you're freaking out, you have to know that you have a purpose and you were put on this earth to fulfill a purpose. And if it's in your heart that that's what you should be doing, then you just have to keep putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward and have the faith that there's going to be every valley has a mountaintop.
Every valley has a mountaintop. And you know what? If every mountain was smooth, then it would be so easy to climb. And that's not the point. Right. The point is that once you get on top of the guy at the top of the mountain wasn't placed there. And we have to recognize that, and we have to recognize the hard work that it takes. I want to learn a little bit more about your nonprofit when we come back. Think Realty Nation, Jennifer Jo is on the line with me today. And boy, oh boy, talk about mindset and talk about the fire to win. That's what we're all about. If you want to get in touch with her and her team, Go to CobbRacingTeam.com. If you got questions for me, head on over to ThinkRealty.com and find me online anywhere at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, and we're back. I'm Abby, and I'll tell you something. I've been having such a fun time on the air talking with my guest, Jennifer Joe from CobbRacingTeam.com. It's super cool. She's a NASCAR driver. She's a winner. She understands how to take losses. She understands what a winning attitude means and how to be a leader. And I think that's really, really, really critical, especially for real estate investors to kind of take a hold of and understand. We have to be leaders in our personal lives. We have to be leaders in the real estate world. We have to be leaders of our development crews, of our contracting crews, of our investors, of our lenders. We have so many responsibilities. But at the end of the day, when our back is to the wall, we'll always find a way to make it work. The same thing if you're an entrepreneur, if you're in the business world, if you're a tech geek, it doesn't matter. I'm a geek, I'm a nerd too, right? We always find a way if we believe enough in something and if we believe in ourselves. And I feel Jennifer Joe embodies that. And I want to keep talking to her. So, Jen, let's keep talking. Before the break, we were talking, you mentioned your nonprofit, and that is a Driven to Honor. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
As I was saying earlier, I feel like you have to have a purpose beyond yourself. And when I started racing full time, I had this 53-foot transporter that had a huge picture of me on it. It had my name really big splashed, you know, across the side of it. And I was like, whoa, that's a whole lot of me. And it's kind of interesting, you know, because there's so much ego involved, you know, when your name is out there. And I really wanted a purpose beyond myself. And I woke up one morning. It was a really hot race. I had, you know, put my uniform on, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to try to do my hair with cameras in my face all day when I just really want to, like, douse it with ice water all day and have no makeup on and just go do my job and drive race cars. But it's not that simple. And I was just kind of thinking about, you know, doing my job, being a woman, the heat, it was dusty, and I thought, gosh, imagine how our female military members feel in Afghanistan, in Iraq, you know, in the Middle East, where, you know, we're sending so many troops these days. And I just had an idea, and I was like, you know what, we get all these VIP passes, all these great hospitality experiences to be right there on pit road, behind the scenes for all the races. And I thought, I should just earmark a few of those passes, every single race all over the country, to invite female military members, you know, find supporters that could donate some swag to give to these military members in a nice goodie bag, give them a certificate honoring their experience, you know, take lots of pictures, take them to the driver's meeting with me. I'm going to do that because I didn't have the money. And I wrote about this a little bit in the Think Realty magazine that, you know, leaving a legacy doesn't always mean you have to have millions or thousands or even hundreds of dollars to leave behind. Leaving a legacy, you know, it's just about figuring out how you can do something beyond yourself that is lasting. And so that sort of became, you know, one of my big purposes, you know, in this team is to honor female military members and encourage them, and to also encourage young girls like myself that might have grown up without a lot of financial means, that maybe the military is a viable option to get an education or see the world or, you know, obtain some vocational skills so that they can make their dreams come true as well. So that's kind of the backstory to how it began and how it grew.
That's really cool. Leaving a legacy. I think that's a very interesting topic to talk about too, because it's not, like you said, Jen, I mean, it's not only a financial legacy, right? It's the impact that we want to see in the world that we have to create, and we have to corral the troops to do. And you said it very eloquently a little while ago, which is, you have to find your purpose. Everybody here has a purpose. And once you're totally in tune with that and you're locked in, there's nothing that can stand in your way, right? And this is beyond a real estate conversation. This is even beyond a business conversation. But I do feel like it's so integral to who we are as human beings. Otherwise, we just turn into human doings, right? You lose the human element to the car, and then you're just a doing at that point, right? Does that kind of make any sense? And then we lose that human being aspect,
And that's what I feel totally will take that and take us to the next level. So
I think you have to find your why.
Yes.
And, you know, once you have your why and, you know, you take your special set of skills, you know, your God-given skills, whether that be the ability to speak well or to do math well or engineer well or build things well or sell things well, you know, you take your special set of skills and you use them for the how in order to accomplish your why. And that's where I think it is most relevant to real estate investors, those in it, those curious about it, those struggling to stay in it, is once you know your why, utilize that to motivate your how.
What's your why?
Well, like I said, you know, to me, the why is the purpose. And so, you know, the purpose is to do something beyond myself, to take what I love, and some of it, you know, is that how. So how I fulfill my purpose, you know, to live the life of my dreams is I took the God-given ability to drive race cars, to be born to a father who was a race car driver, to be given, you know, the ability to love to meet people and network and talk to people and do media and things like that, and to turn that into, you know, how to elevate that to a level to be racing nationally and internationally so that I can fulfill my purpose, which is, like I said, driven to honor, to help others get into the sport. And, you know, at the same time, I'm doing what I love. I mean, it all began with a very selfish, I want to be a race car driver.
Right.
And I think that when I started to get away from myself a little bit and to attach a purpose to it that went beyond me is when I really started feeling very confident in what I was doing, no matter the circumstances. You can't let circumstances dictate what you do in life. And that sounds so counterintuitive. My dad taught me early in my racing career when I was just doing it as a hobby, so to speak, that you don't quit when times are tough. You don't quit when you're down. And I'm like, well, Dad, when else would you quit? You know, of course you do. And
right.
He said, no, he said, you know, let's put this race car back together, get you back on track. You can quit. I don't care how many more times, you know, you fail. You can quit the next time you have some success. And of course I didn't want to quit then. And the one thing I've learned about failure is the harder I fall, the bigger the rebound, you know, just like that bow and arrow analogy. So the worse a circumstance is for me, I just have to remind myself when I think, no way, this is worse than back in 2004 when that happened. This is worse than back in 2013 when that happened. I have to tell myself, yeah, but look what happened in 2010, and look what happened in 2016. You know, the worse the circumstance was that I overcame and kept moving through, the bigger the reward was on the other side of it.
That is totally 110% true. Like, I love that you said that. I like to think of it, too, as like a bouncing ball, right? Like, you start from – if you have, like, a really, really rubbery ball – and I used to do this when I was a kid, and I think I used to really irritate my parents – is to take, like, the bounciest ball that I had and just throw it at the ground with all of my might. And then it used to, like, hit the ceiling, and then it dropped into, like, I don't know, my mom's pots and pans, and it made big mess. But that's what it kind of reminds me of, right? So when you said the harder you fall, the greater the bounce back, it totally took me to that. Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Jennifer Jo and her team at CobbRacingTeam.com. Check out what she has going on. Check out her nonprofit. And I'm super, 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 like, sold on this idea of purpose, of driven to win, driven to honor, and just being who we are. More with Jennifer Jo when we come back. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealty.com as well.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hard money lending has been simplified with Longhorn Investments. No lengthy approval process, no down payment requirement, close in days, not weeks. Keep more money for your next deal and maximize your return. Whether your investment strategy is flipping or long-term rentals, Longhorn is your best option for hard money lending. Get the Longhorn Advantage. Call us today at 877-420-7346 or visit us online at longhorninvestments.com.
Protecting your investment property isn't an easy task. It takes knowing what to do and doing it. Thankfully, Affinity Loss Prevention Services provides education to keep your losses at a minimum and your property safe. Sign up for the monthly Affinity LPS newsletter and receive seasonally relevant updates on things that could impact your investment. Affinity LPS also offers discounts on home safety products like Stovetop Fire Stop and the Tattletale Portable Alarm. Protect your investment at AffinityLPS.com.
Struggling to find the right rental properties? HomeInvest has the hidden deals. Here's the process. Shop online to find the right property. Use a 1031 exchange, IRA, or cash to complete the purchase. HomeInvest coordinates contractors for renovations and property managers for renting, so your rental income will be auto-paid to your bank account. Finding the right rental property has never been easier. Visit HomeInvest.com/think to find your next hidden deal. That's HomeInvest.com/think.
Would you like to learn how to day trade real estate, buy HUD homes for pennies on the dollar, or create double-digit passive returns without rehabs or tenants? National real estate investor, mentor, and best-selling author Larry Goins will be giving away a free investor's kit to the first 25 callers. This includes a copy of his best-selling books, HUD Homes Half Off, and Getting Started in Real Estate Day Trading. To get yours, call toll-free 877-LARRY-GO. That's 877-LARRY-GO. 877-LARRY-GO. Call now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back and we're the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of the radio show where Jennifer, Joe, and I talk at the speed of light, maybe the speed of sound, which is slower. Speed of sound is definitely slower. And we're going to do our best to give you as much information as possible in these next couple of minutes as we wind the show down. So, Jennifer, first of all, it's been so much fun kind of going back and forth and learning about your past, learning kind of who you are, your purpose, your inspiration, your why, and the fact that the right people come into your world at the right time for a right reason. And I think that happens to everybody. We just have to absolutely be open, ready, willing, and able, and open to accept that. And once we do, boy, oh boy, it can definitely turn things around. Either personally, professionally, whatever that may be for us. And
I think you are in a real estate deal, your first one, your first commercial real estate deal. Tell me about that. How did you find it? What made you kind of get into the real estate world? Why is real estate important to you? Let's go through all that stuff.
You know, I'm always looking in my life for, mentors. And in this one, believe it or not, my sister, who's only 2 years older than me, is kind of my mentor in this regard. She had nothing to do with this deal at all. She probably doesn't even know this. But she bought a house and turned it into a rental. Next thing you know, she bought another house and turned it into a rental. And I saw her struggle. Oh, my gosh. She was so nervous. Like, oh, I can't believe this house needs a new porch. Can't believe this house needs a new roof. I mean, she just has struggled. And all of a sudden, it didn't take long. Just a few years later, she tells me, I'm making X amount of money per month, pure, free, and clear from both my rental homes, and they're constantly rented. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, look at you. And so I knew that it wasn't, like, easy, but that it was possible. So she was a good mentor for me. But how my deal came about is my dad opened a little two-bay auto repair shop in Kansas City, Kansas, when I was really young. And he rented this place for 35 years. He had the nicest landlord for, let's say, $800, $850 a month for 35 years. The guy never raised his rent. My dad had a heart attack, went in the hospital. He waived the rent for that month. He was a wonderful gentleman. And he'd asked my dad throughout the years, would you like to buy the building? And my dad always said no. Too much fear, didn't know how long he was going to be there, didn't know if he left, if he could rent it out, didn't know about property taxes, didn't know about, you know, all those barriers that hold you back from doing something that are really non-issues, right? Because there's always a solution. And so my dad had another heart attack, went in the hospital, and he said, I just don't know what I'm going to do about my business because I really can't afford to fully retire. And I said, Dad, let's talk to the landlord. I will help you buy it. You know, I'll put the down payment. Well, I got this. Come on, let's do it. So he reluctantly called the guy, and he said, what would you sell the building to me for? And this is a corner building on a main road highway that they've just redone the infrastructure. And they said, $25,000. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. You take it. They said, we'll even finance it for you at a really low interest rate.
Wow.
And so in 5 years, at a payment of $450 a month, this thing's going to be paid off. And do you know how much my dad must be kicking himself at paying $850 a month for 35 years on a building that he's going to own free and clear in less than five?
Boy.
And that is my real estate aha moment. That is my – now, I understand that some factors came together to make that happen. We knew the landlord. They financed it for us. You know, it was, but he had that opportunity all along. So here I am with my race shop in Mooresville, North Carolina. The entity is a Kansas entity, but the operations are in Mooresville, North Carolina. Now, it's my dream to own a race shop, put a NASCAR race shop right in the heart of Kansas City. And I'm talking with Think Realty about how can we make that happen. But in the meantime, I've been renting for 7 years, and I'm sure she's not listening. And if she is, I don't really care. For a landlord
Hi, sis.
That's not very nice, okay? and so we butt heads a lot, and I, you know, comply with whatever she needs, but I just don't think she gets, you know, what our business is. And it raises the rent constantly without notice. And I'm like, it occurred to me the other day, am I my dad? Am I becoming my dad? It's been 7 years in the same building. You know, whether I stay in North Carolina or not, if my dream in Kansas City comes true and I own a building in North Carolina, I can rent that building. So I've learned a big lesson, you know, from that experience. I'm very excited to, you know, have a commercial real estate building. And because of this, my dad was able to fully retire and rent that shop out. And the first person that came along and wanted to rent it at that, my sister said, they jumped at that way too much. You guys need to raise the rent. Like, you know what? We're just grateful for the opportunity, grateful that that's going to supplement my dad's income. And with all of his heart issues, you know, give him an opportunity to come on the road and race with me more. So, you know, probably divulged a lot of business and personal information there that maybe I should or shouldn't have. But at the same time, I'm not afraid of it because, again, I want to take that story and kind of show people, like, if you're kind of thinking about taking the plunge, it's amazing how fast time goes by, that then you, one day you'll be kicking yourself going, oh, I rented all those years.
That's right.
And this thing could be paid off by now.
That's an interesting comparison that you were drawing between yourself and your father. And you're like, am I kind of like my dad with this?
Here I am, criticizing him when I've been renting for someone that it just pains me to write a check to for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so it's interesting, right? Because not a lot of folks, one, would have that insight. So good on you for knowing that. And then number two, we should call your sister. I think we should have a total sibling rivalry right here on the air. We should make that happen.
Real estate wars. I know a pair of brothers that are, I think, Realty members. And so that might be kind of fun, because I think that they're at a larger level than my sister and I are right now. But yeah, that would be fun.
There you go. So what does the future of real estate investing look like for you, right? So you were able to structure this for your dad. It's now able to supplement his income, and he's like, holy cow, this is amazing. I can spend more time, because I feel like if there's one thing that real estate investing gives us, it's time freedom. It's the freedom to not only spend time with whom we want, when we want, on our own terms, in the way we want to. And I love that. What does the future of real estate investing look like for you as we kind of close out the show here in the next 30 seconds?
Well, I'm still not really rolling in the type of money that would need to start buying things up. If and when I become a very successful race car driver making a lot of money, you can bet real estate investing is where a majority of that money will go. Now, that being said, someone who doesn't have a whole lot of money, like I just said, I write that check every month, and it's really gotten me thinking, you don't have to have a ton of money to get started. So I got my feet wet with this building with my father, and now I'm looking at some land in Mooresville to see the viability. And again, like I said earlier, this scares me a little bit. You know, hitting that wall at Daytona at 180 miles an hour did not scare me. This scares me. But I have to take my own advice and put one foot in front of the other. And step one, I see the property. How much is it? Step two, how much would a building be to put on it? Step three, how big could the building be where my team could occupy part of it and I could rent the other part of it out? So right now I'm in the information gathering stage on that. And just don't be afraid to dream big, and don't be afraid to go through those motions and to go through those steps, even if you think you're not ready, because you never know who you're going to meet in the process, the right person, the right timing, the right circumstance, that's just going to make that all fall into place for you that would have never happened if you wouldn't have taken that step because you thought you weren't ready.
And that's the show. That is awesome. That what a wonderful ending to the show. Jennifer Jo, thank you very much for jumping on the air with me today and sharing some insight about what it means to not only invest in real estate, but also invest in your own future. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Think Realty Nation, want to get in touch with Jen and her team? Just have questions about what she's doing, and also maybe want to engage and see how you can get involved. There are two websites you should go to. One is CobbRacingTeam.com, and the other is her nonprofit. I'd encourage you to take it out. I'm a big believer in it. Makes a lot of sense, and it's a winner. DrivenToHonor.com. Got questions for me? Head on over to ThinkRealty.com. Find me anywhere on Instagram, on social, on your favorite platforms, at Abhi Golhar. The best part is you need to know how to spell my name, because I'm autofill famous. What that means, you go to Google, you start typing my name, and it automatically populates. How cool is that? I discovered that a couple weeks ago. Anyway, head to Barnes & Noble, get a copy of the print magazine, also called Think Realty, and I will see you at one of our national conferences next time, hopefully soon. So stay tuned, stay cool, keep learning, believe in yourself, and crush it. See you tomorrow.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Biz Talk Radio,